Emiliana Silvestri is a relationship expert and author. How tall are you, Emiliana?
Hi, I'm 5'5½".
Are you? Perfect, then, for me.
Yes, indeed. I don't care if you're 4'10" or 6'5".
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, 100% sure. Of course, when you're single and you're looking for someone, of course, in your head, you have an ideal, just like a man might about, you know, a woman's size, for example. But I think love has got really nothing to do with this kind of thing. I really don't. And to be honest, some of the greatest, most wonderful men I know are short, and I don't think it is an issue.
Oh, well, you're right. You're right, of course. But, you know, when you sort of just initially, you know, discovering whether you're attracted to somebody or not, it's going to play a part in that, isn't it?
Well, I think that chemistry, I mean, I've been in a room with, you know, absolutely stunning 6'4" men, and there's just been no chemistry, whereas I've been in a room with a 5'3" man, and there's been intense chemistry. So I think that chemistry is sort of a lot to do with other things like scent. And to be honest, if a man makes me laugh, I'm smitten.
Simple as that. It doesn't matter how tall he is.
I just think that there's too much pressure on us. We're all focusing on what's going on the outside, and, you know, society encourages us to be a certain way. And, you know, this is no difference between a bunch of men discussing, what about a woman's size, and how far is it, you know, what's too big and what's too small. So I think it's the same kind of thing. I don't think it's relevant when love comes into it.
Do you think short men have to work a bit harder then at having a great personality?
I don't think Patrick Swayze did, no. Al Pacino, I mean, you know, when you guys were talking before, you're saying Dudley Moore, I was like, hello, Patrick Swayze. I mean, you know, maybe they have to work a bit harder to the shallow woman, but I think that, you know, you're going to attract the right kind of woman isn't going to be too fussed about that, I don't think, as presuming there's chemistry and attraction there. I don't think height comes into that kind of thing. And I think that I don't know if you've already spoken to someone about wearing heels or a man in disguised heels. I think that a man in heels is probably what I'd find unattractive, not the fact that he was short, but the fact that he was in heels would be the unattractive.
Well, hang on,
part.
You're being a bit superficial now, aren't you? You've just said it doesn't matter, and now you're saying if I was wearing a pair of Cuban heels, you'd go right off me.
Yeah, because it's you trying to change yourself. That's what's unattractive about it. I think keeping it real is hot. I think faking it is not. So I think you do make the best with what you've got without trying to change it or enhance yourself. I think that's attractive. Being comfortable with what you were given naturally is attractive.
And just talking to Vince there, he's 5'2".
Yeah, and didn't he sound gorgeous?
He sounded okay. Yes, he did. and he, the quote from him is that he was always seen as the little cute one that was non-threatening.
Right. Well, I can understand that as a kid, it's not easy to be anything other than perfect, is it, at school? You know, you can have the minor, you know, a mole on your face and you can have problems at school. So as a child, whatever you've got, somebody's going to find fault with it. But I think as an adult life, if somebody's not going to like you for your height, then you probably don't really need to know that person.
Emiliana, we love you. Thank you very much.
I love you guys. Thanks.
Ta-da.
Bye.